comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And those of you joining us for the very, very first time, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And I think you'll be glad as well. We're going to have a good time. It's open line live tonight. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind, minus politics. No politics. But if you want to talk about ghosts, you want to talk about psychic phenomena, you want to talk about time portals, space travel, UFOs, anomalies on Mars, anomalies on the moon, whatever is on your mind, we'll talk about it tonight. And you get to choose. This is BYOT. That means bring your own topic. All right. And as soon as we open up the phone lines, get your fingers ready to do the dialing, the calling, and we will talk about whatever is on your mind. Now, I sent out some emails to our subscribers, and I sent out some emails to those who subscribe to the K-Files e-zine, which you should do. If you're not a subscriber, you should, because it's free, and there's no reason not to get it. No strings attached. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. But in the emails that I sent out, I made mention, these were emails that had to do with Gods in the Garden, with the DVD. I don't know if you can see that, yeah? There we go. Sort of. Okay. It explained why there is sort of a time limit on getting Gods in the Garden at the price that we are advertising. And the reason is because I have no middleman, and I'm handling all of this myself, in-house, and that means processing all the orders, handling all of the correspondence, taking them to the post office, the whole thing. And I'm doing that myself to keep the cost as low as we can for everybody. But I made mention of the fact that I can't keep that up indefinitely. I do have health issues, and I just can't do it. I'll do it as long as I can, but you know, I just can't. I can't push the world uphill, and so that you know. And I, in response to that, I got several emails, very concerned and wanting to know, well, what health issues? What are you talking about? I have stratospheric blood pressure and heart problems, and I have had for a number of years. It is getting worse, and so I have to limit myself and watch what I do, and that's the deal. So I responded to one that way. I responded to one of the emails that way and got a reply back very quickly saying, well, you know, if you're in bad shape, you need to go to the doctor. I agree. Can't do it. And the reason I can't do it is because of the fact that living here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, only those who are wealthy or those who are very poor can afford health care insurance. Those who are wealthy can afford it. Those who are very poor can get it for free. I fall into the category that can't afford to buy it, and I make too much to get it for free. And so I have not had a doctor in 5 years. And, I mean, those are just the facts. That's the way it is. And so I have to watch it myself. I have to be very, very careful. And whenever we reach the end of what I can push, we will have reached the end, and I will then have to have these processed, the whole thing processed, by a third-party company. And that means that the cost will go up. So the point of all of that is very simple. You need very, very, very quickly to make sure that you... make yourself take advantage of the offer that we have and save yourself some money, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and this evening it is Open Line Live. In just a moment, I will open up the telephone lines, and you'll be able to call in with whatever topic is on your mind, sans politics, okay? Without politics. All right, a couple of things very, very quickly here that you might be interested in. This report came out of North Carolina. Two men in separate vehicles driving along Route 11 between Atlanta and Asheville, North Carolina, on March the 9th are reporting a low-flying, triangular-shaped UFO buzz them at no more than, are you ready for this, 25 feet off of the ground, according to witness testimony from the Mutual UFO Network database. This silent vehicle quickly moved away from them and disappeared, but left them speechless. This case may be under investigation by North Carolina MUFON Director Richard Lang. 25 feet above them, and wow. I mean, you know, that is what you call a close encounter. Imagine that. You're driving along the road, and 25 feet above you, a gigantic black triangle buzzes over you. Two separate people, two separate vehicles, and the same testimony. Pretty interesting, huh? All right, we're going to open up the telephone line. The telephone lines are 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580. And the toll-free number is 1-888-223-4599, 888-223-4599. The telephone lines are open. And perhaps there is something that is really on your mind that you would like to talk with us about. Well, that's the number to call, okay? All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Yes, and Dick Criswell is also doing very well. I was on the phone with him earlier today, and we also got an email that he's going to be going home pretty soon.
Yeah, I got the same email stating that he would be going home within a few days.
Yes, and it was great to hear him back on Kevin Smith's show. I think it was about a week and a half ago, I think it was. Oh, was it last week?
That was last week.
Last week. Yeah, it's great to see him back back in the saddle. He's not much UFO reports, but we did get something else just started coming out, though, on the New World Order agenda thing.
What's that?
Apparently, they came across these purported... Somebody came across these purported FEMA train, miles of them, up in New York State. I'm sure... Have you heard of these things yet, Kev?
Well, I know about the FEMA trains, yeah.
Yeah, these double-decker trains with benches and shackles in them.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent to the ones in Nazi Germany, very reminiscent of reminiscent of them. And in New York State, I've heard people saying they're car carriers and then they're cattle cars. Well, cattle cars don't have benches in them, and cattle cars don't have shackles in them, quite frankly. And there's miles of them. Also in that same radio, there was a radio broadcast that had happened on March 30th, and apparently there's also talking about underground bases and viruses and all this stuff. It's quite interesting.
Well, let me ask you, how certain are you that this report is accurate? I've been getting emails about it. I haven't been able to nail it down and to be able to say that it appears to be credible. How certain are you that it's credible, and why are you certain?
Well, it's because FEMA themselves have said that in a time of quote-unquote national emergency, where they would have to cart people to quote-unquote national emergency centers, a.k.a. FEMA camps, that they would use trains to do so.
Yes.
And these trains, and many of them have been found, according to some sources, to be commissioned by FEMA, the building of these things. So,
yeah, but this report that there are miles of these things on the tracks now, how credible is that report?
Well, there was a YouTube video. I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did it show pictures of them?
The government pretty much admitting that these FEMA camps exist.
They have to admit they exist. I mean, there have been news crews inside them. This video that you saw, does it show either pictures or video of these train cars?
Yeah, on the outside and the inside, and you can see the benches, and you can see the shackles.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So these things, that's why I said cattle cars and car carriers don't have benches and shackles in them.
Okay, and when were these train cars supposed to have been spotted?
Well, the video was uploaded on April the 12th, so who knows when it was shot, because the camera didn't show any dates on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, and, you know, it may be, and, you know, I just refuse to panic because there's not anything you can do about it. And
I don't panic either. I just like to know what's really going on. I don't give in to fear. I tell people, don't give in to fear, but, you know, you don't have to be lied to. You know, you don't have to be deceived. At least know what the heck is going on, you know?
Well, I agree with that. I think we should know what the heck is going on. And, you know, I think that if that's going on, it's helpful to know it. But at the same time, whatever is, and there's really not a lot that we at ground level can do about it. I know there are people who say there is, and they keep yelling, wake up, and I keep saying, you're 30 years too late.
Yep, well, I hate to delve into politics a little bit, but Eisenhower and Kennedy warned us about this. They warned us about it.
Yeah, well, that's not politics.
Well, that's true, but yeah, the Eisenhower on his outgoing speech said you got the disastrous rise of misplaced power through the military industrial complex, and this Halliburton FEMA stuff. That's exactly what this is.
He had
a similar speech warning us to the secret societies, warning us about these tyrants that are manipulating us into accepting their tyranny. He said,
as a matter of fact, George Washington warned us about secret societies as well.
Yeah, him, Jefferson, and a bunch of others. And we even have former prime ministers here that have warned us of this fiasco.
Yeah. So. Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. And, you know, we'll know. One night you come to the show and all you see is an empty studio, it must mean they got me.
Well, I strongly think that I stand by J. Philip Corso's idea that this military-industrial complex is the reason why we haven't had UFO and alien disclosure so far. I think this is the main reason why we haven't had it. It was this military-industrial complex. It wasn't about to prevent panic anymore. It was for power and control. And that's why they're not giving us this information.
Well, again, you know, that may be the case. The fact is, you know, we have the world we have, and the fact is we built it. We either actively participated, every one of us, every single person listening to the show, we either actively participated in building what's coming, or we slept through it and thereby participated by our ignorance and inactivity. And, you know, so what's coming is coming. The consequences of ignorance, the consequences of laziness, the consequences of inactivity are upon us.
Well, there are some groups out there that are going to fight for their rights, and I support them wholeheartedly, you know. But the only thing I don't support, if people are going to get mad and get at, is any unorganized revolt, because that's just going to work. That's just going to play into their handbook.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I wish the best to anyone who can push back against this, if they can do so successfully. I wish the best to them. I don't see a possibility of stopping what's coming. To me, all of the efforts that I've heard about, all of the groups that are out there shaking their fists saying it isn't going to happen here, I admire their courage. I admire their bravado. But that's something like taking on an M1A tank with a pea shooter. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, have a good night, man.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone line is open, and it is open line live tonight. Whatever topic is on your mind, we'll talk about it. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's UFOs. It doesn't matter if it's paranormal investigations, ghosts, EVPs, time portals. Whatever is on your mind, we will be happy to talk about. The telephone number is 602-539-9580 or toll-free at 888-223-4599. Now, if you live outside of the United States and Canada, you can send me a flash message, and you do that... You do that by going to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and when you get to my website, scroll down, you'll see a link that says flash message. So if you're not in the United States, you're not in Canada, you send me a flash message. I'll read it on air, and we'll talk about it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
Kevin, I was looking on Alien Seeker News last week and watched a video. I think it was by William Cooper. Is that right? Are you familiar?
Yeah, William Cooper.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with the video you're talking about, but I am familiar with William Cooper.
Okay. It was about everything from Roswell up pretty much to the present day.
Mm-hmm.
And it stated in an article above it that he... After disclosing all this information, he ended up assassinated himself.
That is not true.
That was all true.
No, that is not true. William Cooper was well armed, and William Cooper had told everyone publicly that if cops ever showed up on his property, there would be a gunfight. And so there was a warrant for his arrest. I don't remember now what the charges were, but there was a warrant for his arrest. The deputies went to his property. He opened fire on them, shot at least one, I think two, and they returned fire. So he was not assassinated. He was killed in a gun battle with police, and it was a gun battle that he started.
Okay. Are any of the things in the video he stated, are they credible or have any basis at all, or should we just ignore them?
Well, not having seen the specific video that you're talking about, and by the way, I have to admit, Don Allis from Alien Seeker News did send me the link to that video. Mm-hmm. I simply have not had the time to go view it. As a matter of fact, I got through doing everything I had to do to be ready for tonight's show at 5 minutes before showtime. And I worked on it all day. So I didn't get a chance to see it. So tell me a little bit about what's in it.
Okay. It's pretty much about secret societies controlling our government. The Bilderbergers run the world, more or less.
That is true.
And all the way from that, all the way up to the point that Kennedy was assassinated because he was going to release information on UFOs and the cover-up and whatever, so he had to be assassinated, tied that into it, and several other things. I mean, it almost knocked my socks off. If it's all true, it was really unbelievable.
I've heard that story about Kennedy before. I don't think that it is accurate. What is known is that Kennedy issued an executive order to recall millions upon millions upon millions of Federal Reserve notes. He said it was not constitutional, and in his executive order, he ordered the U.S. Treasury to replace those Federal Reserve notes with U.S. Treasury notes as we used to have. And a few days after that executive order, he was assassinated. The first official act of Lyndon Baines Johnson was to rescind that executive order.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to know if you knew of William Cooper, and if you get a chance, the video is worth watching. I can testify to that. I don't know how much of it is true and verifiable. But he's very very convincing on the video.
He is. And look, William Cooper is an example of what I was talking about. And that is, there are a lot of us, especially those of us who have been military or cops or something like that, who inside of us, you know, the natural response is to shake our fist in the face of the oncoming, what we see as the oncoming forces of evil. However, the problem with that is, just look at William Cooper. You can't. You can't beat them. The time was 30 years ago, and it's past. All right, hey, I appreciate the call. We're into a break. We got to run, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Open Line Live. That means that you bring your own topic, and we'll be more than happy to hear your topic, all right? So let's go to the phone line, and caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don calling from Phoenix. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Don. How are you? I'm good, Don. How are you? Well, we lost him. All right, let's open the line back up. Maybe Don will call back in. We lost his audio entirely. The telephone number is 602-539-9580, or toll-free if it would cost you long-distance fees to call us on 602-539-9580. Then call us on the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Don again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. You just completely went away there for a while.
Yeah, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. Anyways, regarding that video on my website, the William Cooper, yeah, that's no longer on my index page, but if anybody goes to the media section, I got a lot of videos up there, and I got the video about William Cooper, about, you know, how he was killed and everything, the shootout that actually took place.
Uh-huh.
so they can get the whole story there. And it's more to the story than probably what most people have heard. And right now, for the video of the week on my index page, I got that bird flu thing. I sent you a link to that, telling you to watch that. That was the one Kevin was called about earlier. He called in.
Yeah.
Towards the end of that, you know, it's the Homeland Security is allegedly transporting bird flu all around the country now. This just started happening.
All right, but now let me ask you. Now, I haven't seen the video. I have not seen the. I have not seen that video. So
towards the end of that, they showed the FEMA trains.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I got a question. Who is saying that the Homeland Security is transporting bird flu all around the country?
Okay, it's an audio video. Somebody calling into a radio show. And they say they have evidence this is happening. I didn't catch the name myself, and I don't even know how true this is, but it is true. It's very scary. They're paying truck drivers in cash to do this, and they're paying them. I think it was like $5,000 per trip. One truck driver says he's doing 3 trips a day.
They must be short trips. If he's doing 3 a day, it's got to be a short trip.
They're supposed to be out in New York, but they all can't be short trips because I guess he's transporting some of the stuff. They said to Phoenix, Arizona, to Tucson, to various other places. And when the truck is unloaded, they actually take the truck. It's taken down below ground someplace and unload it.
Well, Don, I hope this is not true, and I mean, I hope the report is in error. And I have to tell you, as sinister as I think some things are that our government has been involved in the past, and maybe are involved in now, I would find it very difficult to buy that this is actually happening, that this is actually going on. It may be. I mean, I don't know. But don't you find it a little difficult to buy?
Oh, yeah, I certainly do, Kevin. But the thing is, you know, I keep an open mind to all things. Mm-hmm. But like I've said numerous times, I don't accept nothing on face value. And but I think we should remain cautious to something like this possibly happening.
Yeah, if it is going on, then we need to know about it. However, knowing about it doesn't keep you from getting bird flu, and you know it. I don't know. I find it difficult to buy that any part of our government is preparing to unleash bird flu on the population. I find that very difficult.
Well, the rumors have been going back for some time that there's this shadow government that there's been talk about. They want to reduce the population by 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take the FEMA camps, detention camps we're seeing springing up all over, and the FEMA trains, and you combine all these together, and there's just a lot of questions there. You wonder what's going down.
Yeah, but let me ask you. In light of this multi-billion dollar bailout, in fact, there have been two multi-billion dollar bailouts, in light of that and in light of the fact that that has to be repaid somehow, would this be a smart time to reduce the population of the United States of America? I think not. Someone has to pay that back. And you see, the bankers, a handful of bankers, will get excessively wealthy off of you, me, and everyone else paying that back. And they are allegedly the ones that are the shadow government. So it doesn't make sense to me that they would want to reduce the U.S. population before it's paid back.
You know, the only problem, though, is nothing makes sense to me anymore. There's more questions anymore than there is answers. So we don't, just like in ufology, you know, everybody has a theory on the agenda. Nobody knows what's going on. Everybody has their own ideas. So all we can do is ask questions and speculate the possibilities.
Well, that's true. However,
what's real, what's not real.
However, the idea of getting rid of large chunks of taxpayers right on the heels of these two multi-billion dollar bailouts makes no sense. I mean, there are other reasons, but that's one of them that says to me that this report is probably not accurate.
Yeah, well, anyways, it's interesting, still the same, and I think it's worth listening to. So when you get a chance, it's only 11 minutes long, so when you get a chance after the show, wander on over there and give a quick listen.
I'll do that. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, folks. Yeah, the telephone line is open, and we'd love to hear from you. It may all be exactly as that report says. I haven't seen the report, so I don't know the source of the information. But I find it difficult because of many factors. I find it difficult to buy that's actually happening. I could be wrong. We'll all know soon enough, one way or the other. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Millie from California.
Hi, Millie.
Hi.
Hi.
I was listening to this guy that was talking about somebody called in a report about FEMA trains and about the flu virus being transported.
Mm-hmm.
This video is on DisclosedTV.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this lady. I think her name is Mary something. And she talks about this, but then every time they ask her, you know, how did you get this information? Or what did you hear? Oh, I can't say. Oh, my sources, I can't review my sources. You know, and when it comes, you know, to something like that, it's not believable.
Yeah, well, what do you think about what I said? That, you know, here we've got two multi-billion dollar bailouts that have to be paid off. And it's you and me and everyone else that has to pay them off. It makes no sense for any part of our government to want to annihilate large chunks of taxpayers when all that has to be paid off.
Yeah, and you know what I think? I think that if they were going to release this virus thing, they probably will do it like to third world countries, people that are already weak, people that nobody really cares about, that they don't draw enough attention, because if they drew enough attention, they wouldn't be in the condition they were in. Somebody would have helped them a long time ago, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, I am very hopeful that there is no part of our government, no agency anywhere in the government that would even consider doing this to anyone. And when I say I am hopeful of that, I am hopeful of that, because I think that, as I said, as nefarious as some of our activities have been in the past, I think there is a mood in America now for let's do things right, let's be clean about this. I don't think there's any support anywhere in America for something like that.
Well, I hope nothing happens. But really, my opinion, you know, the United States is capable of doing anything they want to do.
That is true.
You know,
it's true. I've described it this way. It's sort of the United States government is very much like an elephant. It's huge. And if an elephant makes a very small move, it still can do a whole lot of damage. Because it's so huge and so big, so heavy. So an elephant can just barely step on your foot, and you don't have a foot anymore. It was a small mistake for the elephant, but it was huge in consequences for you. And that's the way the United States government is. It's huge, and it's heavy. And if they make a misstep, it causes tremendous difficulties and damage for a lot of people. So I just hope that they're very, very careful and do things that are clean and right and just don't even get involved in this stuff. Yeah. Yeah, we have to hope. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're very welcome.
All right. 602. I gave you the wrong number. 602-539-9580. Or if you need to call me on the toll-free line, it is 1-888-223-4599. And let me caution you about things that you see on the internet. Some are true, and many are not. Be very careful about buying anything just because you saw it on the internet. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, wanted to touch base with you. I called a couple, almost a week ago when you were talking about the Battle of Los Angeles and asking if it was happening again, and talking about the Russian newspaper that reported the Raptor that had got shot down.
Yeah.
I finally got a hold of my brother there, and he did confirm that they lost a plane, but he said it was a training accident.
Yeah, you know, the newspaper, or the article, I believe that article was in Novosti. It might have been Pravda, but I think that one was in Novosti. And but it said that we had lost a plane and were claiming that it was an accident and that it just crashed. But they were saying that's not what happened. Can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, you hang on. I'll be back with you right after this break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are open line tonight, and we have on the phone with us a caller. And you were telling us about this this F-22 that crashed, and your brother checked into it and said that it was it did crash, and it was from a training exercise.
Yeah, and it was really weird how he approached it, too, because, I mean, I love my brother, and I know that he's in the military, and there are certain things that he's not allowed to talk about with me, but when he explained what had happened, he goes, oh, yeah, we lost one. It was a test pilot, and they were doing some tests with it, and there was a structural failure, and the pilot ended up bailing out at Mach 2, and it killed the pilot, and they lost the craft. And that, when he said that to me, it sounded like he was reading it out of a book. But then when he said, you know, we knew the guy, it was pretty hard for our unit to lose that guy. And that sounded like truly sincere and like heartfelt, but the first part sounded like he was reading it off a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting how it went, because it sounded like the event took place, but how it happened wasn't how it happened.
Well, that may be the only story that he knows. That may be the official line, yeah, and the only one that he was able to get hold of. And the same day that happened, a few days later, but within the same week, is when this thing supposedly happened off of the East Coast, where there were five objects. It was reported in that report. It was reported that there were five objects moving at Mach speeds, and they were headed towards Washington, D.C., and they were intercepted by U.S. Air Force planes. According to that article, there were 75 U.S. warplanes involved in this. You remember that?
Yep.
Okay, on the same day that that was supposed to have happened is when that picture was taken, and you may remember this. I showed a picture from Google Street View, and it was in London, and there were nine objects in the sky. And Nick Pope responded to that by saying this was very significant. This is should be a high-priority investigation for the MOD. So you had those nine objects in the sky photographed by Google Street View and in London. And on the same day, within the same 24-hour period, is when you had this report of five objects streaking towards the United States. So I don't know what to make of it. I don't know whether five objects actually were streaking towards the United States. And according to that report, we lost two jets in the intercept. I don't know if they were F-22s. The only thing it said about an F-22 is the one that you just told us about. But it said we lost two warplanes. Now that was in Novosti, and which is a Russian news agency newspaper. So I don't know. What do you think? You think there were that these were engagements with these objects, or do you think that there are other less ET explanations?
It's so hard to say, you know. I mean, it very well could have happened and it couldn't have happened, you know. The thing I found that was really weird about it is the position that my brother has.
Mm-hmm.
The way he said it didn't sound like the whole story. You know, I know my brother. I've known him, you know, since we were kids, and it sounded like he was saying what he was supposed to say, but then the emotion about losing a pilot was actually the real deal.
Yeah.
So he did say, though, that he's going to talk when he comes back home into Michigan. So I'll have to sit down and have a talk with him, and then I'll give you another call.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for this call. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir. You take care.
All right. All right, folks. It's Open Line Live tonight, 602-539-9580. Or toll-free at 1-888-223-4599. And, of course, if you are living outside of the USA, you're living outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message, and I'll be glad to read it. Now, I've got a flash message here from Japan, and let's go ahead and put this caller on hold. And, caller, if you'll hold on just a minute, I'm going to read this flash message from Japan. All right. This flash message from Japan says, "Hi, Kevin. I'd like to know if anybody has been following the real Sumerian story that you did a couple of months ago. To recap a bit, you said that virtually the entire population got up and suddenly moved to places like Canada and Australia. My question is this: do we know if these people have been regrouping in larger numbers at designated areas in their respective new countries? If so, then perhaps that might suggest that these people feel or might know that these areas are safe spots to assemble in the event of future catastrophe. Just some thoughts. By the way, go get some rest, old." Oh, I got it. "Go get some rest, old mate. Humans just aren't designed to work as hard as you do." Okay, thank you much. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, I just want to say that you had a really really nice lineup last week of guests.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It was absolutely stunning, and the first thing I was thinking of is you couldn't pay for more entertainment than we're getting for free.
Well, I agree, but I'm glad you agree as well.
I had a quick question, and I actually was going to hang up. I just wanted to hear your thought real quick.
All right.
I heard that Antarctica is melting as well as the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a study that showed chlorofluorocarbons, which is the CFCs, and it said that within 30 years or 40 years, if we didn't stop using them, our ozone would be gone and there'd be, like, no life. They did a computer-generated model, and it showed that. I was just curious what you thought about all of this melting on the caps of both ends, and if it's even significant, because I heard that it was a cooling system for our planet. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, it is significant. By the way, there's another study that has come out that shows that our ozone is replenishing itself, and that the reduction in CFCs a few years ago has had a positive effect, and that it is actually the hole in the ozone layer is diminishing. It's healing itself. Is it significant? Yeah, it's significant. And again, I think the answer is that the seas are warming up, and they're warming up because of volcanic activity underwater. If you check into that, you'll find out that there are literally tens of thousands of volcanoes going off under the oceans. So it's heating up the oceans. That is changing our weather, and that is melting the polar ice caps. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie. We can barely hear you.
Hello, Kevin. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, Kevin, about the flu virus, everybody, all the Americans are worried about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. It could be true and it may not be true, but here's something, okay, that I worry about. A few weeks ago, I had to take my wife to the emergency room of the local hospital.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was more worried in that emergency room than I'd be worried about the flu virus. The way people were coughing in an emergency room, I was more worried about getting sick there.
Well, yeah, you know, the best place to get sick is at a hospital.
Right. So I figured if any kind of virus is going to be spread, wouldn't an emergency room be the best place to sit somebody down?
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but yes.
Yeah, because when I went with my wife, boy, people were coughing and you know, they had no mask on. I'm sitting next to them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, boy, if they ever had the bird flu, I surely got it now.
Yeah,
that's what I have to say, Kevin.
Hospital is a very good place to get ill. Louis, thank you for the call. It's a hospital is a dangerous place, folks. Hospital is a dangerous place. We have to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight, and the telephone line is open. The telephone number, let's get that up for you. The telephone number is 602-539-9580, or toll-free at 888-223-4599. Let's see, we've got... that one's from the United States. Flash message. Here's one from Australia. Hi, Kevin. Have you heard anything more on Planet X? Who has heard anything more on Planet X or the Super Hadron Collider? Any info would be most helpful. I have not heard anything else about Planet X, other than there are people saying that it's already visible. I haven't seen it, but perhaps it is. I don't know. Let's see. Let me check the telephone line, and let's go to this caller. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Hello?
You're live on the air. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Mark from Orange County.
Okay, Mark, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind this evening?
First-time caller.
You're a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, we got to do a little applause for you here. All right. Mark, what's on your mind this evening?
I was wondering, when it comes to shows like Ghost Hunters and such that you see on cable TV, and the evidence that they present, such as EMP and the orbs and such, what's your take on that?
You know, I don't know. I've done shows here where we've had ghost investigators, and they always present me with some EVPs to play, and it's pretty amazing, these EVPs. Now, I'll tell you something. You may or may not be familiar with this guy. His name's Robbie Thomas, and Robbie is in a movie, and I think maybe one of the producers of the movie, called Dead Whisper. You need to get your hands on that, because they did something in this movie that I've never seen done anywhere else. Here's what they did. Robbie someone else is asking a question, and they're recording, trying to get EVPs. Robbie is a psychic. So they ask the question. Robbie says that the spirit that they're talking to is answering, here's the answer. So Robbie tells them the answer. And then they...
Really?
Yeah. And then here's the deal. In the movie, you see that happen. You see someone ask the question. Robbie gives them the answer. They freeze it. They play back the recording from the tape recorder. And you hear the person ask the question. And you hear the EVP answer. And it matches what Robbie said.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm not a ghost investigator. I find that sort of evidence to be very compelling.
Well, it's just that when I see those shows and I'm watching it, it's very intriguing. And mm-hmm. some of the stuff, you know, you see like, shadow hands coming out and grabbing them, or, you know, kids laughing in the background, it makes you wonder if they're, if it's real or not, and, you know, if they're just trying to make a buck off of it.
Well, anything is possible. It is possible that there are people that are charlatans that are dealing with that sort of stuff, but I don't think that it's possible that all of them are, and I certainly don't think Robbie is. And there's also a lady in the UK by the name of Tina Laurent, and Tina has been on this show, and she's been dealing with EVPs now for like over 20 years. And, she's not making money on this. She's just a lady that does these investigations, and she's not making money on it at all. So, I have no reason to think that she would be hoaxing them.
That's good to know then.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Like your show. Keep up the good work, all right?
All right. Thanks for the call. I think all of us have questions when we see stuff like that. We have questions about, how real is this? And that is one of the advantages of this show, is that when we have a guest on, you have the opportunity to call in, ask your questions, and make your point, and that's one of the great things about the way we do this show. I get email from people, I've mentioned this before, I get email from people who are really pressing me to, why don't you go into your chat room, whenever the show is on, so you know people can ask their questions. And of course, my response is, okay, if you're in the chat room, why don't you pick up your telephone and call? It's a talk show, not an internet chat show, and it's a radio talk show. And I don't mean to insult anybody. Okay, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or insult anybody, but just imagine if me and if my guests did that same thing. We don't say anything. We just go into a chat room somewhere, and I type my questions, and the guest types his answer or her answer. I mean, what kind of a talk show would that be? You know, it's a talk show. So that means you have to use your fingers and pick up the telephone and give us a call. All right? You see, if we did it that way, you would never get to hear these EVPs. If we did it that way, you would never get to hear, like, our last caller, the first-time caller. So it's very, very important that you understand how talk shows work. They work by people talking. And that's one of the good things about this talk show, is that I give you the opportunity to, and others do too, but that's one thing we do. I give you the opportunity to call in, ask your questions. If you agree with a guest, fine. If you disagree with a guest, that's fine. That's what a talk show is supposed to be about. I do understand that a lot of them have an agenda, and if what you're going to say doesn't match the agenda, they don't want to hear it. That's not the case here, all right? The case here is freedom of speech. All right, what's on your mind? The telephone number 602-539-9580, or toll-free 1-888-223-4599. If you're outside of the United States and you're outside of Canada, those telephone numbers work. You can call them, and they work. It just won't be toll-free. But if you're outside of the United States and you're outside of Canada, one of the things that you can do is you can send me a flash message. You just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and click where it says flash message. You scroll down, you'll see it. And then you can send me a flash message, and I will read it on the air, and we will talk about it, all right? I'm a little bit intrigued by this report that has everyone shaken up right now, this report that's floating around that Homeland Security is distributing bird flu everywhere. Look, as I've said before, you know, we live in a time and we live in a world in which anything is possible, but is it probable? And I don't think that's probable. I think that it's more probable that this is an erroneous report. And if you just stop and think about, you know, all of the stuff that gets said, we don't engage in it much here on this show, but it doesn't mean I'm not aware of it. All the stuff that gets said about the shadow government and stuff that gets said about, you know, a handful of elites that are running the world. And that, because I say that, you know, I'm going to get email from people who now are going to try and convince me that's true simply because I mention it. Don't waste your time, really. I mean, you can send me the email, but if you expect that it's going to have an impact on me, you're wasting expects, because you don't know whether I think that stuff is true or not true in terms of, you know, a shadow government and a group of elite running the world. You don't know what I think about that. However, let's go back to when you hear all this stuff, it always is sort of cut this way. It's always sort of, there's a handful of people that are running the world. They want to reduce the world's population by two-thirds. leaving only one third alive. Or some people say they want to take it all the way down to like 500 million people worldwide. Well, okay, anything is potentially possible. But think of all this tremendous debt that has to be paid off now, and the shadow government and the ruling elite are ostensibly, in these stories, the ones who are controlling the economy. They stand to get fabulously, unbelievably wealthy off of you and me sticking around to pay off those bailouts. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah, I kind of, what they're talking about, you know, with this bird flu and stuff. Here lately, you know, it's either somebody shooting up something or there's a recall from botulism on some kind of food. It seems to alternate back and forth, you know. That's why it seems to be something. And I think it's leading up to something. I mean, it just the ponderance of the evidence, you know, just this stuff just all of a sudden, you know, we can't manage to keep our food clean. All of a sudden, people are just freaking out, going in and shooting things. I think this is all controlled and contrived, and you know, I don't know if they're distributing bird flu, but it's a good possibility. You say that, you know, they would gain to keep us around to pay off the debt. These guys that's doing this has got enough money to pay off that debt personally. They don't care about money. They care about power. They want control.
So, yeah, but you see,
any logical person like me or you would think, you know, this would be better, you know, that they would make out from this and that, are missing the point. You know, these guys are, you know, they're totally insane, and they're just warlords that just, you know, with a god complex. That's what I'm getting from it.
Yeah, but see, the deal is, Terry, the fewer people you have under you, the less power you've got.
Oh, they're scared. They're scared to death of us. They've been trying to get the guns. That's why I believe a lot of this shooting stuff's going on, to try and get the older people and stuff to go along with the band, to get the guns away from us, because they can't get to us until they get the guns. I think it's all on purpose.
Well, I respect your view. I don't hold that view. And the reason I don't is because I know that about every 2 or 3 years, we go through a spate of these shootings like this. And I know that if you really want to get about two-thirds of America against you as a politician, you start talking about taking away guns. And So I just don't think that this is orchestrated. I don't deny that these events are happening, but I don't think they're orchestrated. I got to tell you, as a cop, my experience is that the human race is insane, and it's some people are just a little more insane than others. We're all nuts. And whenever you, you know, to one degree or another, and whenever you have someone that goes off the deep end and does something really nutty like this, a lot of times, and look, there's cops listening to me all across America and around the world, and they would tell you that this is true. Lots of times, you catch the guy that did something really horrific, and you say, "Why did you do this?" And he'll just shrug his shoulders and say, "I don't know."
Yeah. Well, that's where that Manchurian candidate comes from. You know, at some point in time, possibly our government got to him and, you know.
Yeah, but you don't have to get to people to make them nuts. You don't have to get to people to make them nutty. There are so many things that drive us crazy daily that you really don't have to have a secret government program. You know, the proof of what I'm saying is the multi-billion dollar self-help industry. If masses, and I mean masses upon masses of people, did not feel like their life was out of control, if they did not feel like things were not right for them, there could be no self-help industry. The self-help industry exists and is a multi-billion dollar industry because there are masses of us that feel as if things are not right and they're out of control in our life. So we turn to these self-help gurus to help us put it all back together. And that is evidence of a degree of nuttiness on our part. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we're all there. It's just some people are more extreme.
I think that, that a lot of that is are also orchestrated. You know, you got to have the new car. You got to have the best of this. You got to have that. If you ain't thinking this way, you're not right. If you're thinking this way, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Our society kind of, you know, makes us insane.
Well, yeah, there are certain pillars of the society in which we now live that are insane to start with. And, you know, there was a time in my life and in yours when a product could be sold because and could be the leader in the industry because it was the best. Okay? Now it has to be the cheapest. And so it doesn't matter, you know, if you buy a watch for $2, it's okay because as soon as it goes bad, you'll buy another one for $2. But there was a time when you would spend maybe, you know, $200, $300, $400 on a watch and expect for it to last for a lifetime. But not now.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there are certain mm-hmm. pillars of the society that we have built that are, in my opinion, nutty anyway. And then, of course, that drives the advertising, and the advertising then tells you you got to have it, and you got to have the newest, you got to have the best. And so there are people that never even know what's happening to them, but they get programmed by the advertising to buy into that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it... you know, I just totally, you know, told you before that, you know, I believe we're in trouble here in the United States, and I do believe a lot of what's going on is orchestrated, and it may not always go down the way they want it, but they're pushing it along, I think.
Well,
so,
society is orchestrated. Look, your public schools are more about the... continuation of culture into the next generation than they are about education. Sociologically, the public schools are about continuing the culture. And that's why if they want to change the culture, they revise history and teach this revised history to the upcoming generation. Then they don't grow up with the same attachments to the history that we understood, and the country automatically changes. That's the way it's done. And so is it orchestrated? Absolutely. Department of Education is one of the biggest orchestrators of social change anywhere in the country. Terry, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. Sure. Take care,
Kevin. All right. Yeah, it's orchestrated. That is part of what government does. That is part of what your education system does. It is an orchestration of constructing the next generation, constructing the country and the mindset for the next generation. Sure, it's orchestrated. And we're all participating in it, and we're all... paying for it. Yeah, it's happening. But it's not a big secret. It's right out in public. 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580, or toll free 1-888-223-4599. How can I say this? Many of the things that we hear, the really dark, dirty deeds that we hear about the government or some agency of the government doing, and look, that doesn't mean their hands are clean. We know for sure that our government, our military, at times have done things they're not proud of, things they want to keep secret. We know that. But the fact is, and it is a fact, that many of the things that we hear these stories about some really deep, dark agency of the government is doing this or doing that, we're doing it right out in public, you and me. And we're doing it to ourselves a lot of times, right out in public. We just don't stop to think about how this stuff actually happens. Those of you who are about my age, we sort of have common territory, common ground of things that we believe about this country, or that we believe about the world, or that we believe about ethics and morality and philosophy, things that we believe about legality. Now, all of those things are not original to us. None of those things are original to us. They were programmed into us by the preceding generation through the schools and through our upbringing at home, but through the schools, it was programmed into us. Now, on our watch, what is being taught in the schools has changed dramatically. Dramatically. Not a little bit, but I'm talking about it's revolutionary, the things that are being taught in the schools. And so we really can't look around us and say, geez, what is this country coming to? It's coming to what we trained it to be. You and me. We did it, and now we stand knee-deep in it, and you got to live with it. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is open line live tonight. The telephone line is open. You may agree with something that I've said or disagree. You may agree with something that a previous caller has said, or you may disagree. It's open line. And here on this show, you get to say what you think. I get to say what I think. And, you know, I don't have an agenda. I'll say my opinion about things, but you get to say yours. I don't have an agenda designed so that only my opinion gets out there. So you may have a different view on some things. We don't normally talk about conspiracies and conspiracy theories here, only as they touch things that are paranormal, usually. But look. I'm not saying there are not conspiracies and conspirators. As I speak to you right now, it is fairly certain, just the laws of probability tell you, that there are people within the United States, within Canada, within the UK, within Australia and Germany and Spain and France and all the countries that we talk about being part of the free world, we used to use that term, part of the West. The laws of probability tell you that there are people within those societies plotting against their own country. Maybe not even talking about terrorist things, but talking about changing the government in certain ways, ways that are going to reduce personal freedom, ways that are going to reduce liberty. So you're not some sort of kooky conspiracy theorist, as the press likes to refer to those, if you say that you think there are conspirators and you think there are conspiracies. That's fairly certain. I mean, you have to understand, if you live in the United States of America, you have to understand that the guys that got together and planned the revolution against England were conspirators. Okay, now we in this country look upon them favorably, but certainly in England at the time, and maybe still now, I don't know, but at the time, they certainly were not looked upon favorably, but looked upon as criminals. And from England's point of view, they were criminals. And from England's point of view, they were conspirators. It redounded to our own personal liberties here, and so we're thankful for them. There are people who believe strongly that the changes they would like to see in this government and the changes they would like to see in the Canadian government and the UK government and the Australian government and Germany and France and Spain and all of the countries of the West, they fully believe that the changes they would like to see are positive. But there are other people that look at that and say that's a conspiracy against freedom. So, yeah, are conspiracies happening? Well, of course they are. Probably every day, probably as I'm speaking to you right now, of course they are. But not everything that is negative and not everything that's dark in society can trace its origin to some secret plan of a dark agency of the government. I think a lot of it can trace its way not to that, but right back to our own ignorance, inactivity, in many cases, dark shadows of our own minds. And we do it to ourselves a lot. Not all the time, but we do it to ourselves a lot. Now, this thing with the UFO information. Look, has there been a cover-up? Sure there has. Has there been a conspiracy to cover it up? I don't think so. I think that the reason I say that is that within those agencies where this UFO information is channeled and where that information is handled, I don't think there's any secret among them. I mean, they communicate, they give orders. It's classified, it's secret, but that's not a conspiracy. The fact that they classify it is public knowledge. Okay, you see the difference? And so the thing with the UFO cover-up, though, the information being covered up, is a lot of stuff is covered for a lot of reasons. In some cases, and I'm not defending it, but I'm just explaining. In some cases, it's covered up because there are technological reasons to keep it covered. In some cases, what's being reported as UFOs are really top secret, ultra top secret experimental aircraft that belong to us. And so it's all covered up. They don't let out any information. And it's useful, actually, for them, it's useful to them for us to report what we've seen as being a UFO. And then they can just say, okay, that's what it was. We don't investigate UFOs. So we have no comment on that. In some cases, what is being seen, I don't think is from here. In many cases, what's being seen is not our stuff. It's not from here. And then the cover-up has its, that at that point, it takes on its own different reasons. That is not technological. It just has to do with security reasons. I find it interesting that they say, well, you know, we're no longer investigating UFOs because they pose no national security threat. And then when you try to get information on a well-documented sighting, they do not release that information. It's been classified for national security reasons. I know, it's a little confusing, isn't it? The telephone number is 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Chris from Phoenix.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good.
Kevin, I just got a quick question. What do you think, and where do you think the Bible plays a role in the UFO phenomenon? And I'll take my question off here.
Okay. Fair question. Good question. Well, there are places in the Bible where if you look at, forget about it being a holy book for a moment and just look at what it says. If you do that, you will read descriptions of UFOs. You will read descriptions of a UFO landing, of a being getting out of it, all covered in a shining garment, his head covered with a crystal. Sounds like a spacesuit, doesn't it? Forget about it being a holy book. I'm not saying toss that idea out. I'm just saying for the moment, as you think about it, forget about it being a holy book, and look at it just as those are words. Those words have definitions. So what does it say? And when you look at what it says, it describes at least three that I know of, and there may be more, UFOs. And in one of those cases, it was an actual landing with a being getting out, having a conversation with one of the prophets. And he's described as wearing what today we would consider, we would say, well, that sounds like a spacesuit. So that's about it. Now, as far as where do I think it fits theologically, I don't get into theology. My approach to everything is it either is or it isn't. And theology takes what it says and then says to you, well, here's the meaning of that. Here's what you're supposed to get out of that. And I think that information is pretty much like a ham sandwich. Or if you don't eat ham, it's pretty much like a chicken sandwich. Okay? What I'm supposed to get out of a chicken sandwich is not the same thing you're supposed to get out of it. Your body will take out of that chicken sandwich what it needs. Mine will take what it needs, and it's not going to be the same. All right? All of us are different, and our bodies have different needs at any particular time, and we get from the food what we need from the food. And I think information is that way. The information is the information, and then you get out of it what you need. The reason I don't get into theology is it's not because I'm afraid of it. I'm well trained in it. But I'm well enough trained in it to understand that theology is 100% what some man thinks you're supposed to get out of what it says in the Bible. And I think you'll get what you're supposed to get. All you have to do is just read. And it's got words, it's got definitions, and it says what it says. Now, I grant you that does not often fit with all these theological systems. I grant you that it kicks a lot of theology in the teeth. So what? It says what it says. So that's my comment on it. 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. Toll free at 1-888-223-4599. And this is BYOT night, bring your own topic night. And we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, all right? If you're outside of the United States and Canada, you can send me a flash message. I'll be glad to read it, and we'll comment upon it here on the air. To do that, go over to my website. The website is kevinsmithshow.com. When you get over to kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down, and you'll see a link that says flash message, all right? So just go to my website, click the link that says flash message, if you're outside the USA and if you're outside of Canada. You do need to be aware when people ask me what religion I am. I'm not. I am not a religious person. If I have a religion, I am a Kevinist, okay? That means I read for myself, and I get from what I read what I need to get from what I read. I'm a Kevinist. And so if your name is, we'll say your name is Robert, and you follow that same practice, then you're a Robertist. Okay? Look, I don't think that we are stupid. I think we act stupidly sometimes, but I don't think we're stupid. I think you can read and understand what you read. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on final approach. That means, of course, we're just about out of time for this evening's show. It is BYOT night. That means bring your own topic night, all right? So you bring your own topic. The telephone number is 602-539-9580 or toll free 1-888-223-4599. Now, when we went away for break, I was saying that I don't think that we're stupid. I think sometimes we are we act stupidly and regrettably so, but I don't think we are stupid people. We have the ability to read, and we have the ability to understand what we read. One of the things I get criticized. People say, well, you can't read the Bible as if it's just another document, because it's not. Yes, it is. Now, if you attach to that document the belief that it is the inspired Word of God, that's fine. But it is an ancient document. It is 66 ancient documents. And it's written with words. Words have definitions. And when I read a newspaper, which is very seldom these days, but when I read a newspaper, I don't immediately, after I read an article, I don't jump up and run out to find a professional journalist to explain to me what I just read and tell me what that means. And neither do you. But that's exactly what people do when they read this book known as the Bible. They read it and they think, well, I got to have somebody to explain this to me. I just don't understand this. Yes, you do. You understand exactly what it said. You just find it difficult to buy sometimes. And so you go get someone that can explain it in a way that is more palatable to your modern mind. It says what it says, and you know what it says because if you read it, because you're not stupid. It says some pretty fantastic stuff. I mean, if you like if you're into Star Wars and Star Trek and Stargate and 2001 Space Odyssey and Close Encounters, you know, if you're into that kind of stuff, you'll love the stuff you read in the Bible. If you just read it and understand that it's written with words, words have definitions, it means what it says what it says. And just read it that way, it'll blow your mind. But unfortunately, it gets tossed aside because what happens, people are not hearing, and what gets said, like on television and all that, is not all about just what does it say. What they're doing is promoting their own particular theological preferences, and then claiming that that's exactly what the Bible says. That's not it. Chicken sandwich is a chicken sandwich. You'll get out of it what you're supposed to get out of it. And by the way, that's look, the Gods in the Garden seminar that I've just did, and we've got it on DVD now. It's available now on DVD. That seminar, 3 hours long, dealt with that much of Genesis. Just a little bit of Genesis, not as a holy book, but just as a document that says what it says. And what we did is just look at what it actually says. And the emails are still coming in from people all around the world who watched that seminar on KSS-TV. The emails are still coming in where people say, that was fantastic. I never knew that stuff was in there. But if you see the seminar, you'll ask yourself, after you look at that seminar, you'll ask yourself, why didn't I see that? I see it now. Well, you didn't, because people tend to read it as if it's a holy book. That means they've got their theological sunshades on, and they're filtering everything through their theological beliefs. If you take those off and just look at what it says, it will blow your mind. But there are a lot of places like that in the Bible. And amazingly, what it says parallels things that you read in other ancient documents, like the documents of the Sumerians, the Mahabharata from India. The facts, the information that it presents, is very, very similar to a lot of the other ancient documents, which is pretty amazing in itself. All right, we only have a few minutes left. I want to thank everyone who has called in this evening and participated, everyone who sent a flash message. Thank you so much for sending a flash message and being a part of the Kevin Smith Show. This show is about you. Not just on Open Line Live. It's about you every night. Almost all the guests that come on this show are guests that have been suggested to me by you. You've sent me email. You've written in and you've said, here's a guest or here's someone who I think would be a good guest on the show. And you send me a link to their information. Sometimes you send me their email address. And I invite them. Most of the time. There's one or two that I haven't for very specific reasons, but most of the time I invite them to be on the show. This show really is about you. And so if you know of guests that you would like for me to invite to be on the show, then you need to send me an email. You do that by clicking on our menu where it says Contact Us. And then select suggestion and send me an email. Tell me who it is you want me to contact. Sometimes, I find this a little bit comical. Sometimes I'll have someone that I invite to be a guest, and they'll write back and say, well, I've never heard of your show. Well, that's not amazing. I mean, there are, you know, probably 100,000 shows. You can't hear of all of them. But it always amazes me, because if you just go to Google, if you go to Yahoo, you go to MSN, any of the big three, type in UFO talk show, see who comes up number one. We are. All right, we have time for one quick call. Caller, you'll have to make it quick. You're on the air. Your first name and where are you calling from? Thank you. Cold feet right at the last. All the music on the Kevin Smith Show is independent music. It comes from independent artists, most of it from either music.podshow.com or garageband.com. And if you go to any one of those two sites, go to garageband.com or music.podshow.com, either place, you'll find literally thousands of songs from independent artists all around the world. And most of them you can download to your iPod for free. Some of them have a small charge, like 99 cents, but most of them you can download for free. And in many cases, you can get the artist's CDs right there. You can get them right online, right there. So if you like the music you hear on this show, that's the place to go, and that's the place to that's where you need to go to get your music. Don't forget, we have the, there it is. Don't forget, we have God's in the Garden Seminar. It is now on DVD. There's two DVDs in there, all right? And as you can see, two DVDs in there. And that's about 3 hours of seminar all about what does Genesis actually say. There's a lot of suppressed information there. My friends call me Steeleye, and my enemies do too. You call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.